So every Saturday morning here on Weekend Brekkie, we like to take a look at the week that was in the world of sport, of which I know big fat donuts about.
You're going to know more about esports than me very shortly.
We're talking esports. I'm really
excited. I feel a little
bit
hurt, but I appreciate that it's an ongoing trend that we just can't avoid.
Yeah, I love it. Let's get on board. Let's get rolling. But we've had lots going on this week in sports.
Heaps are going on in sports.
Australia didn't make it through. I know
well,
that
hang on.
Much.
First and foremost.
Oh, hold on.
First and foremost, New South Wales won the State of Origin.
Oh, that's right.
Who thought? I know. Everyone's just forgotten about it. It's a massive deal. No one expected that to happen.
Well, they haven't won in a really long time, have they?
No, it's been a couple of years, but there hasn't been a consistent win.
No, for like a very, very long time.
Very long time.
Wow.
Yeah. No, don't you remember the Hain train? Which was that 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Anyway, yeah, no, New South Wales won. Yay. Yeah, your excitement is less than
NRL is my least favourite of all the footballs.
Oh. Oh, well, let's talk about a more popular football then, because, man, it's popular. Socceroos are out, skews.
Oh, poor thing.
That was...
sad.
That was...
Sad.
Well, I think I watched... I saw one goal and I was like, they're done. Because Peru came out. Peru and their, like, 30,000 fans or something. Don't ever doubt the Peruvians, because I went, oh, they've never won a game. The Australian, I thought Australia had this,
yeah,
but they came out firing.
So strong.
This is how intense their fans are. Apparently, they sold just over 43,000 tickets to Peruvians statistically. They had ongoing flights back and forward. There's a story of a man who deliberately gained 25 kgs, so 25 kilograms, in order to be able to purchase disabled tickets when he missed out on the general ones.
Oh my God.
So he gained, so he could have...
That's messed up.
And he was only 24 years old.
Oh, that's so messed up. A, because you're taking away a ticket from someone who is legitimately...
Well, that's
disabled,
true.
Probably.
That is insanity.
Insane.
But that's how desperate they are. And they hadn't played in a World Cup since 1982. So
it's been a while.
To come out
it's
and
been
win...
a minute.
And they did, and they played extremely well. But unfortunately, it just happened to be against...
So will they go through now?
No, that's... Well, so they're out. They're out too. So that was a silly thing. They're both knocked... The two teams that knocked each other out. That happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
So who's still in? We've still got... Brazil's still in. I know,
I said Brazil!
They are playing... They are not playing well.
But they're still there.
They're still there.
They've got more of a chance than Australia.
They do have more of a chance than Australia. You've got... So round two starts tomorrow night, or pretty much this morning, midnight tonight. So you've got Argentina versus France, which should be a good game. I expect France will probably win this one. Uruguay and Portugal, 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, if you so wish to get up. I've got a few friends that will be. I might get up and watch it.
I'm up at 4:30 anyway to come in here, so...
You might as well just keep an eye on the score.
Just keep an eye on the
score. Because
that'll
be a fun one. Look, we're still 2 weeks away from the final. Statistically, it's most likely to be a European team.
How long does this go for?
It's a long time.
Heavens,
it's a big deal. It's only every 4
Betsy.
Years. It's one of the biggest sports.
Is it really only every 4 years?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, it
like
is.
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, look, I'll tell you, my money is still on Belgium.
Okay.
My money is still on Belgium.
Yeah. I am backing Brazil till the end. I don't think you should.
They're going to meet Mexico, and I think that's going to be...
Their undoing.
Mexico is playing extremely well. My dream final at this point would actually probably be Mexico versus Sweden.
Okay.
Because Sweden's only just got back in after...
Do you love the Swiss?
Swedes, because Switzerland's still there.
Oh, whoops. Which wrong?
Swedes.
God, that's
anyway,
embarrassing.
Geography done. I do love this, though. Something you have to see is fantastic when Belgium... This is your video to watch of the week. Belgium scored a goal against England, and one of their strikers did a celebratory goal. Michy Batshuayi.
Okay.
Something like that. It kicked him right back in the face. So it's the absolute goal. He's owned it. So guys, if you want a bit of a chuckle. And he owned it too, so it's quite funny. But definitely it's absolute gold.
I love everything about it. Okay, so has anything happened outside of soccer?
Oh, absolutely.
What are our winners and losers?
Still on soccer, loser Floptus. Didn't talk about last week, but so SBS will screen all the games now.
Yeah, they really
did. And Optus needs to kind of have a look at their systems.
A hard
like
look
that.
At themselves in the
That's
mirror.
That's got to be a huge money loss for them.
Oh,
huge.
Enormous.
Huge.
You'd think.
Winner or loser? Winner or loser? I'm not really sure. Serena Williams, she's playing Wimbledon.
Great.
And she's been granted a 25th seed, which only the rules are at the moment. Well, the rules were that only top 32 in the world could be seeded.
Okay.
She's currently sitting at 183.
Why is she sitting at 183?
Because, you know, she's
she took time off for the baby.
Baby.
I was like, she's amazing. She should be much higher than that.
Well, that, I was quite surprised at that too. But tennis.
Okay, 21st.
Yeah. So the Czechy Dominika Cibulková, who is number 32 in the world, who doesn't get seeded, obviously, was a bit annoyed.
Yeah.
But my take is, if you've won Wimbledon 7 times, you can do whatever you want. You can walk in there.
Maternity leave means you get to come back to your original position.
Well.
And you get to continue your role.
That is something that they probably were talking about. I'm not sure about
that.
Well,
it's so unprecedented. It's such a groundbreaking thing, too, for Serena Williams to be so, so high in her field and so amazing, and to come back after having a baby, which, you know, is something that historically hasn't happened, and she's breaking a lot of headway, which is amazing.
As we've talked about, it's also like it wasn't an easy birth either.
Exactly. And so she, you know, good on her. She'll get back to number one and everything will be back to the way it was.
I don't know it's going to be so soon. I think
she's won 7 Wimbledon. So
yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Bow down for the queen, guys.
Whatever you want. You want to come out and you want to not wear white? You can. All right.
Do they have to wear white? Is that a rule?
This is Wimbledon.
Is that a rule?
It's a rule. You have to wear white.
It's a ridiculous rule.
But it's traditional. Anyway, moving on. Also, this is NRL. As well. No, but this is interesting. So they actually had an exhibition match in Denver, Colorado.
I saw this. Yes, and like no one showed up.
This would crack me up. So the loser obviously is a promoter, Jason Moore. It was only 19,000 he drew in, which probably for them is a small crowd.
Yeah.
So he actually made a loss. All he's saying is the reason they had it is because Rugby League World Cup in 2025 will be in USA. So that's why they're trying to build up some following there. Hey, well, as Wayne Bennett put it, the sport needs to survive. It needs to become international.
Because Why not? Why do we need – it's a rugby league. Isn't that the Wallabies though? That's rugby.
Yeah.
That's rugby union.
That's rugby union.
Okay, cool. And the Rugby League World Cup will be. There's a World Cup for – isn't it just Australia and New Zealand?
No, we just had it in England. England's got a huge – okay, we'll have a discussion over here. My goodness.
So they need more following in the States if it's going to be.
They do need more following. What happened was, and loser again, United Airlines, well, not so much their fault. There was a big storm and knocked out the control tower, and then United Airlines couldn't get in the back. So there's a few players that were in doubt to play their team games here for the league, including most of the Kiwi. There was most of the Warriors team were in doubt, which I'm not very happy about because I do support the Warriors. And of course, loser Kiwis because they actually was against England and they lost to England.
They're
going to do it again. He said he only needs another 10. I laughed. He's like, I only need another 10,000 people to be back in the black. And I was like, you haven't been seeing the attendance of crowds yet, let alone trying to get another. But anyway, hopefully, so it's important. It's an important move for NRL.
Yeah.
Hopefully some of the culture doesn't go with it.
No, let's leave that at the door.
Let's
leave that in the bin.
In the bin.
In the bin. We do not want that. Interesting, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Mm. I mean, like, the whole of Australia doesn't even play rugby league. Like, there's huge chunks. Like, it's a very East Coast thing.
It's a very East Coast thing.
Like, not a lot of other
That's why State of Origin is only between New South Wales.
Exactly. And then, like, why do we have it in Melbourne as well? Like,
there's the thing is, like, there's no World Cup. So it is more international because there's no real proper World Cup.
How many World Cups do we need?
Well, every sport has a World Cup.
But why? We don't need that many.
Because it gives everyone who turns up, like myself, to AFL.
That
who
seems
thinks,
nice.
Oh, maybe one day I'll play international.
That's cool. All right, I get that. Grassroots inspiration and all that stuff.
I have to play for Ireland and they don't want me because they have too many good players.
Why won't New Zealand take you?
Because we haven't got a team yet.
We'll go get a team started.
I think so. Any AFL Kiwi, female Kiwi players, come on, put your hands up. Let's put a team together.
Yes, get a game going.
Australia is not technically allowed to play because it's your own sport. So New Zealand actually wins the AFL World Cup often because Australia can't play.
Why can't we play that?
Because
stupid.
It's your sport and you're too good at it. So stupid.
These sports rules are ridiculous.
It's really silly.
They're so silly. I know, like...
Which takes the validity out of the World Cup out of it. But
yeah,
anyway,
this, see,
it's
this,
like World Series for baseball when it's only America playing.
This is why I choose my teams on outfits, because the rest of it doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, your team's out too. Sorry, babes.
Nigeria?
Yeah.
No!
They're gone. So is Iceland too. I'm very sad.
Who's left that's worth watching? Don't answer that. I'm sure there are a lot of teams.
Sweden.
And Belgium. You like Belgium?
I think someone predicted it well. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mexico. It'd be nice to see Mexico get there. And Uruguay, they have a country of 3 million people, and they're still up there and still, you know, have a good shot.
Doing amazingly. Yeah. I still think Brazil. T, thanks for joining us this morning.